is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden is my name, and we're here on this Saturday, second program of the year, 13th of January 2018, and from cold, dark, dank Wales in the UK here. But people are recovering and heading towards the new year, despite Donald Trump's hyperactivity, etc., on every level. But so I see they've declared him sane today. That's a start, a good start for the new year. But in Britain here, he has cancelled his trip to the UK. He now is not coming to open the new American Embassy, which is an extravagant, ridiculous building they built. They're one of the best sites in London, Grosvenor Square. But he's claiming they sold it off cheap, and the new one cost three times as much. Sold the old building for $300 million. It was worth actually $500 million. One of the prime properties of London. And they built this ridiculous new American Embassy south of the river for some reason. But the reason he's not coming is really he wasn't invited to Prince Harry's wedding. Not that Prince Harry is a minor royal. But it's getting a slightly nasty relationship with Britain now. It's, so I don't know what's going to happen on that front. But otherwise, the normal carry-on is going on here regarding Brexit. I won't go into that today. We have that coming out our ears and our scrap with the European Union. But on and on it goes. Theresa May has reshuffled her cabinet again somewhat, and it looks much the same. Other than that, it's carry on as before, the same level of mayhem on just about every level. I just want to risk putting this phone cradle okay. I hope that's able to hear that. But reading a piece here from Deacon Michael, I should know, I've read it 100 times, economic collapse. And he's saying that 44 numbers from 2017 that are almost too crazy to believe. And Michael Schneider, I should know the name by now. And he's saying here that 2017 went by too quickly. Donald Trump's first year in the White House shook up the entire planet. And nobody is quite sure what is going to happen next. Personally, as 2017 began, I was still having a hard time actually believing that Trump was going to be our president. That's a year ago. Once he was finally inaugurated on January 20th, I was able to relax a little. But at that point, I had no idea I would soon be running for Congress, as Michael Schneider has decided to run in Idaho. I don't know if it's a good or not bad idea for him, but he's crowdfunding to achieve that. As 2018 begins, I think it would be good to look back and remember some of the most important things that happened over the past 12 months. The following 44 numbers from 2017, well, 44 items, really, that are almost too crazy to believe. Number one, Donald Trump's first year, ISIS lost 98% of its territory that it gained while Barack Obama was in the White House. Now, that is absolutely fundamental. And you can thank the Russians for that and Putin for knocking ISIS out of the loop. Number two, the price of Bitcoin rose more than 1,300% during 2017. Well, I don't know if that's a good thing. I wouldn't go next year near. But I did have money near cryptocurrencies. But now Mike Adams, again, his research has found out that the algorithms prove that it was set up by the Federal Reserve and the NSA. How about that? And then they'll make it illegal, and you've got to use their currency. That will probably be the scenario. And number three, he's saying, out of the 44 items he's listing here, according to the Washington Post, one out of every 10 young adults in the United States has been homeless at some point over the past year. One out of 10. Whoa, that's shocking. In a country of 318 million people. But number four, so the United States has lost more than 70,000 manufacturing facilities. China joined the WTO in 2001. 70,000. And the likes of John McCain and those got them grants to move out of America. I mean, how are these people still in office? It's just mind-numbing. Number five, on Donald Trump's first full day in office, he was 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days old. And it happened in the year, well, the Jewish year of 5777. There's probably a reference there, all right, here. Yeah. I hope we don't come up with 666 in the Hebrew calendar. But the Michael Schneider, the Jewish gentleman. But those numbers are the numbers. I'm very aware, and I believe it. I've read up a lot of it. Names and numbers affect your life profoundly. You don't live your life by this. But the date of your birth, your name, it affects your personality, and it does drive a lot of things. But he said number six, the all-time record for the number of retail stores closing in the U.S. was absolutely shattered in 2017. According to the latest figures, a total of 6,985 store locations were shut down last year, and we are expected to break the record in 2018. Yes, John Staffel was reading our figures last night or whenever it was. 2018 would see 12,000 more stores close. But, excuse me. When I get some money, I'll have a cough button. But anyway, incredibly, the number of retail stores closing in 2017 was up 229% compared to the previous year. When Ronald Reagan entered the White House, the federal government was about $1 trillion in debt. $1 trillion. We are now $20 trillion in debt with no end in sight. Well, I should add to that, with $218 million, trillion of unfunded liabilities as well. America can never, never, never pay the debt in 1,000 years. And the Chinese own the assets that are pledged against the debt, which is your labor, your body, your house, your assets are pledged against the debt. Most people have no clue that that is the case. Number nine on this list of 44, he's saying prominent names in the financial world, such as John McAfee and James Altucher, are predicting that the price of Bitcoin will actually reach $1 million. I don't know where that gets us. Number 10, according to the most recent numbers that we have, 41 million Americans are currently living in poverty. Well, that's for sure. 93 million Americans had no work in November 2015. Number 11, a recent CNN poll, I'm very suspicious of that, found that only 37% of Americans have a favorable view of the Democratic Party. I think that's way too high. But number 12 on this list of horror stories, ever since the beginning of April, Congress has, April 2017, that would be, Congress has had an average approval rating of less than 20%. Okay? The Dow Jones, number 13, industrial average was up more than 5,000 points in 2017. Well, that's a totally fictitious thing, bubble. It's regarded as being 75% overvalued, and the Federal Reserve is still pumping money into it on a daily basis. It's the biggest bubble ever created, and the pension funds that are still existing are attached to it, and they will just evaporate when it goes bust. That's for sure. I'm trying to break that news to a teacher friend of mine in Colorado. You don't believe me. Number 14, at one point in 2017, the total market cap for all cryptocurrencies combined, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Littlecoin, and all the rest of them, surpassed $500 billion mark. Well, again, I don't know how meaningful that is. And number 15 of this list of 44, wildfires burned an astonishing 9.7 million acres over the past year. Well, they look like they were maliciously started by the feds, those fires, with the massive spraying from the air of chemtrails, which makes the ground in hot weather even more of a tinderbox. It's just shocking. They're trying to burn out California, are they? Number 16, this is being reported that less than 50% of all third, fourth, fifth grade students in the state of California meet a minimum standard for literacy. It's being reported that less than 50% of the third, fourth, and fifth graders meets an acceptable standard for literacy. That's going on here in Britain as well. Number 17, at one very poorly performing elementary school in California, 96% of students are not proficient in either English or maths. Well, that's because so many different languages being spoken there. Number 18, back in 1960, an average of $146 was spent on health care per person for the entire year. But today, that number has skyrocketed to $9,900. From $146 in 1968. Well, I think normal inflation would probably have brought that up to $1,000. But gone to $9,000, that's the figure he left out. $9,900. Thanks to Obamacare, an appendectomy is 10 times more expensive in the United States than Mexico. people than anywhere in the world. Thanks to Obamacare, a family of four in Virginia is now facing the prospect of paying $3,000 a month for health insurance. Well, why have it? Number 21, it is being projected that the average rate increase in Obamacare plans will be 37% in 2018. Well, it's basically finished Obamacare. 22, in 2017, we found out that 264 cases of sexual harassment involving members of Congress have been settled for a grand total of $17 million. This is behind the scenes. We had 264 cases of sexual harassment involving members of Congress have been settled for a grand total of $17 million. Well, the European Parliament, and most parliaments are also kind of an unofficial brothel as well. We know that. They're assistant and researchers, those people are allowed to employ. House of Commons of Britain, about 10 MPs have rent boys working in their office. Rent boys, right? And one of them, should name him by right, had a rent boy from Eastern Europe that wasn't, who was illegally in the country. And this young Brit, a rent boy, prostitute, had a House of Commons pass, which the police couldn't figure out how he got it. Yeah, well, that's the Metropolitan Police to answer that one. London. Number 23, economic growth is starting to pick up under President Trump, but the U.S. economy only grew at an average rate of 1.3%. 1/3% over 10 years prior to 2017. It is being reported, number 24, it's being reported that homelessness has become so perverse in ultra-liberal Seattle that 400 unauthorized tent camps have popped up around the city. Seattle, the home of Microsoft. Whoa. Number 25 out of this shocking list of 44 facts about America today in 2018 by Michael Schneider. Number 25, one survey that was conducted in 2017 discovered that 78% of all full-time working workers in the United States live paycheck to paycheck at least part of the time. Sure. Number 26, according to the Federal Reserve, the average U.S. household is now $137,000 in debt. Ooh. And that figure is more than double the median household income. Whoa. Number 27, a staggering 59% of young millennials, that's those who are 18 to 25, are now living with relatives. 60% living with relatives or parents. And overall, an all-time record, 38% of all millennials are currently living with family. Yay. Boston University professor Larry Kotlioff says, that the federal government is facing a fiscal gap of $210 trillion over the next 75 years. $210 trillion over the next 75 years. That just cannot be really calculated into anything. It's just a nightmare. Number 29 of the list of 44. According to the National Center for Health Statistics, nearly 40% of all U.S. adults are now officially obese. You can include me on that. That is an all-time record, like sitting on a computer, a slow way to die. This is an all-time record. Thanks for telling us something. That was something we don't know, Michael Schneider. But number 30, our obesity epidemic is now costing us $190 billion a year. Shocking. Number 31, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos of Amazon.com, and Warren Buffett now have more money than the poorest 50% of the United States population combined. That's a shocking statistic. And if you add in Apple, they have more money than the American government. Than the American government can borrow at any money. 32, at this point, 20% of all U.S. households have either zero or negative wealth. 20%, I'd say it's more than 20%. Number 33 on the list, U.S. stocks have increased in value by more than $5 trillion since Donald Trump was elected. Well, that's a bubble. That's just a bubble. 34... the list for the reason NFL television ratings were down. For the season, NFL television ratings were down 9%, and many believe that the anthem protests were the primary cause for the ratings decline. Yeah. Well, they didn't handle it very well, did they? They used it as a weapon to beat Trump. The management of the same NFL, who have embedded with the DHS and the rest of the government agencies. Look at where it's got them. 25, one very disturbing survey found that less than one out of every four Republican members of Congress support building Trump's border wall. Found that less than one out of every four, 25%. Yeah. This is just one reason why we need to vote out the Renos and replace them with pro-Trump candidates that will support President Trump. And this is Michael Schneider, who is running in Idaho later this year. Okay. Well, he's a prolific writer. He's called the Economic Collapse blog, he writes. He covers the wide spectrum of the American economy. Another survey discovered that 50% of all Americans favor a preemptive strike on North Korea, even though many of them cannot even find North Korea on a map. Well, that's misinformation, totally. Indeed. Number 37. Last year, criminals were able to hack into Equifax and make off with the credit information belonging to 143 million Americans. Wonderful. Number 38, Venezuela, what a sad place. The 11th largest oil-producing country in the entire world decided to stop using the petrodollar in 2017. This was one of the biggest news stories of the entire year, and yet the mainstream media in the U.S. didn't even want to talk about it. Well, they are in absolute poverty and economic collapse due to hard practicing communism, socialism. 39, it has been reported that only 25% of all Americans have more than $10,000 in savings. 25%. Totally. 40, a study conducted by the Federal Reserve found that 44% of all U.S. adults do not have enough money to cover an unexpected $400 expense. 44%. Number 41, in the early 1970s, 70% of all men in the United States from the age of 20 to the age of 39 were married. But today the number has fallen to 35%, from 70% to 35%. Instead of getting married and starting families, a lot of young people and are still living at home with their parents. After the break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Coming back in again for the first break, and I'm reading out a list of 44 very good facts that Michael Schneider, I better write his name down here. Michael Schneider, who of course writes the blog Economic Collapse, but we're wading through them here up to number 40 now, and they're quite shocking statistics. They really are. It's a very good, well put together list. Anyway, we're up to number 41. Number 40, a study conducted by the Federal Reserve found that 44% of all U.S. adults do not even have enough money to cover an unexpected $400 expense. Well, we know that from fundraising for RBN. It's quite tricky. People have very, very little money. Number 41, in the early 1970s, 70% of all men in the United States from the age of 20 to 39 were married. I'm repeating this one. But today they have been fallen to 35%. It used to be 70%. Married between 20 to 39, now it's only 35%. Wow, 42 of the 44 points. In 2017, the federal government spent more than $4 trillion for the first time ever. 43, our government continues to waste money in some of the most insane ways imaginable. For example, 2017, we learned that the U.S. military actually spends $42 million a year on Viagra. 44, the final point he's making here, or statistic. One survey discovered that 40% of all Americans now prefer socialism to capitalism. And we, 40% of Americans, well, yeah, there's no getting through to those people because they don't realize where the problems are coming from. And so we have much work to do if we intend to have any chance of turning this country around. Well, on his own note here, Michael Schneider is a pro-Trump candidate for Congress in Idaho's first congressional district, and you can learn how you can get involved in the campaign on his official website. His new book entitled Living a Life That Really Matters. Living a Life That Really Matters is available in paperback and for the Kindle and from Kindle and Amazon, etc., etc., etc. But Michael Schneider, you'll send it to your computer every few days. His blog is called The Economic Collapse, but it covers the entire carry-on on what's going on in America right now. It's quite shocking. But having given out those statistics, if people want to phone in and add something positive, the phone-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But equally, an equally good person cataloging the decline of America and exposing who's doing it is John Rappaport. And he said, nomorefakenews.com. And this is private property. This is the target, one of the many, multiple targets of about 27 ways of destroying every aspect of your life. The destruction of private property and the right to own property by the United Nations, Agenda 21, is underway under every level, especially in the United States. But it's saying here, the header of this piece is private property, a silver bullet to socialist vampires who want to destroy society. And saying once private property is abolished, the advocates for utopia win. They build their heaven on earth, which means they can take what they want and run civilization top-down. They can keep saying nobody owns anything, but in fact they own it all. They execute this squeeze play as if you were messiahs eradicating the primeval. This is such a preposterous stage play that in a sane society it would close down after one night. Indeed, and he's saying part one, I think this is an extract of numerous articles he's written, but we'll come to the main articles shortly. In Newsflash, there is a difference between an idea and the way the idea is applied in practice. Okay, the idea, this is Rappaport talking. The idea of private property can certainly be twisted to mean I will steal what you have, make it my own, and then declare it's my property over which I have control. But the idea of private property remains independent of what people will do to distort it. A child used to be able to see this. Centuries of struggle resulted in a shift from monarchs and priest classes owning all available land to individuals having the right to own their land. Like in this area of Herefordshire and around Wales, you'll see the Bishop's Meadow, the Bishop's this. Villages were named after. Anyway, we're coming to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health by Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, and I'm reading previously. Michael Schneider is very good, 44 points of the things that are wrong with America. It's quite a shocking list. I just moved on to, it's a, quite a long piece, but it's worth doing. I think John Rappaport's nomorefakenews.com and what he's, well, he's also saying that the site is operating, okay. He's doing a reverse on that and clarifying the truth about matters. And this thing of private property, but which the UNN, United Nations, is trying to destroy the right to private property at every level. It says, in 1776, Rappaport goes on here, a group called the Illuminati declared its existence in Bavaria. One of its guiding ideas was the abolition of all private property. That concept traveled down to Karl Marx and the communist agenda. Private property was called an inherent crime. Instead, everybody would own. The people would own all property. This garbled, incoherent pronouncement would be backed up by the ruling government, who would act as stewards for the masses, meaning the government would take control of all property until such time as the people evolved to the point where the state was unnecessary. That's a bit confusing. As a straight con, it was very weak. A two-bit hustler on the street corner with a folding table and 3 cards could see through it in a second. The people evolving, the state withering away on its own, equally defined as everybody owning everything. It's the other way around. The state is now getting into a crushing position on everything, and in line and in linked arms with the corporate monopolies of Walmart and Amazon. Although you can see that Amazon and Walmart are in a collision. The people evolving, I said, of course, if people injected their own utopian fantasies into the mix. If people assumed that government was a beneficent force for good, its people assumed there was an everybody, in brackets, operating unanimously in people's fantasies. This is terribly convoluting. So I'm surprised that you, John Rappaport, were writing this kind of stuff. In the light of day, however, with a clear mind, the idea was terrible. It was quite insane. It signed signal to transfer property from the individual to the power mad lunatics posing as the people. Right, it's finally got it right. Needless to say, this idea of no private property is alive and well on the planet today. We are in another round of fantasy-drenched propaganda. In a nutshell, the threat of pure private property is it establishes individual rights to stand against the unchecked force of the government, corporate banking nexus. It implies the individual is free, independent, and the ruler of what he owns. Well, that's a joke. Considering they're trying to push it into the digital economy, where they will just wipe us out at the stroke of a keyboard. To which the addled mind replies, but suppose a person is polluting his land and the poison is running beyond his borders and endangering others. Well, what is called, that is called a crime. It should be prosecuted. It should be stopped. The fact that it is often ignored doesn't negate the whole assumption of private property. It points to the corruption of people, officials who refuse to prosecute the offender. Anyway, it's going on to long, long examples here. You can write to Adam Weishaupt, who's the creator of the Scottish Rite of Masons. And he's referring to Patrick Wood here, the author of Technology Rising. Patrick Wood is sending out about two or three long bulletins a day. He's overdoing it, completely and totally overdoing it. I have about 100 saved boxes and emails, but his stuff now is coming out like a deluge. I mean, talk about not being able to edit what you're doing. Patrick Wood, take note. Carla Hills, Land Bureau of, this is Cody, writer on this matter. Land, because of its unique nature and the crucial role it plays in human settlements, cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals subject to the pressures of inefficiency of the market. Now here we have communism coming out of the box again. Her use of the term human settlements is curious as her reference to the crucial role it plays. Is she trying to take us back to an ancient period of human history and where people were first abandoning nomadic existence and turning to agriculture and a fixed community? But it's like this rewilding thing. I'll cut this article short because I know what it's going. It's like the rewilding of the national parks. That's designed to expand into 90% of the territory. And as I say, thankfully the Bundys are released. Well, the Hammonds are still in prison. And Clinton and those Trump did precisely nothing in getting them released. There was the deluge of scandal in the case that erupted. And now there's a link right into Nevada and the Clinton selling the uranium in Nevada. A lot of people and officials have got scared. And that's the only reason the second file of the Bundys went down. And it's now kicked out with prejudice, which means they cannot be tried again. Well, the first bit of good news, I should have said that in the program, in 20 years of the Patriot Movement, I've been voted, two Patriot Movements, keep the pound in Britain, get Britain out of the European Union, and the American Patriot Movement. So I've been working on a 3-to-1 basis now since 2000. But it will come up to date, and I'm an equally vicious factor against everything, economics, probably everything. Google's new fact-checking feature almost exclusively targets conservative sites. But we know that Google, Amazon, Facebook, and one I still have on my computer, and Mozilla Firefox are signed up to the same activity of trying to destroy conservative thinking of any kind. They're on to total liberal, lefty, California, New Age beliefs. Google is the most powerful search engine in the world. It's now displaying fact checks for conservative publications, and as a result, the prominent liberal site receives the same treatment. Sorry, no prominent liberal site receives the same destructive treatment as Google are applying to conservative sites. And so they're doing it also with YouTube, demonetizing and hunting down people who are putting out actual, correct, factual information. And not only is Google fact-checking highly partisan, perhaps reflecting the Daily Caller, when searching for a media outlet that leans right, the Daily Caller, PC, Google gives users details on the sidebar, including what topics the site typically writes about, as well as a section titled Reviewer Claims. VOX Vox, another left-wing outlet that blogs like Mother, I don't know what I'm doing, are not
ring their 945, but the thing about it, fact-checking under Google is total censorship and editing. That's it. That is actually what's going on. And Occupy Democrats is apparently the only popular content provider on the end of the political spectrum with a fact-checking section. Big-name publications like the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, they are given a column showing all of the awards they have earned over the years, and they're the worst propaganda scum in the world. The Daily Caller is a conservative American news and opinion website based in Washington, D.C. It's founded by political pundit Tucker Carlson and Neil Patel. I didn't know Tucker Carlson was that. From former advisor, Vice President Dick Cheney, Wikipedia. Claimed the people have been hired, Hillary Clinton, the borders, etc. Anyway, it's slightly confusing because it's not well laid out, so I have to move on from that particular audience. But people wade into this group subject, and it's quite massive, and they get lost. But one thing here, another, there's a few stories about Google. Google campus dangers are revealed. Schools that have embraced Google are experiencing security breaches. Cyber attacks on private schools decreased over the week. Chief executive versus association. It's probably not to note that hackers continue to breach the will. Access to her from the site of the class. Can anybody go near a class? Sorry, say that again. Oh, I see. Okay. I'll come in here then. Okay. But anyway, I'll start this article again. Cyber attack on private schools. In one case, one parent was swindled by as much as $94,000 after being lured into a 10% early bird discount. Cybersecurity experts stated that schools were rendered vulnerable to cyber attacks after transiting to Google for Education, a version of the cloud-based app site called Google Docs, D-O-C-S. It said, I've had six cases recently, this school representative said, recently from schools, and they were more from... And there are more from parents. Typically, a school's admission team is targeted with a phishing message to which they fall victim. This could be purportedly from an organization such as an agent of the school. They use a false email of a person known to the school to send shared documents, which ask you to enter your username and password to view. Once they have that, they can log into Google for Education at the school and access the administrator's email. Neil Hare Brown, a director of the digital investigations company Storm Guidance, said that in a Brinkwire article, Brinkwire being a school manager's magazine, I believe. The Metropolitan Police and the Independent Schools Council cautioned that the cyber attack started with an email sent to parents. The email indicates the latest payment details for school fees. The council said, according to the authorities, the email appears official and at times may be sent from schools, hackers to email systems. This in turn enables hackers to hold on to new bank details and divert school fees into their bank accounts. Absolute scam. Related security, like voice impersonations can trick voice recognition systems, according to the same research. It says all parents need to be cautious. If you receive emails stating a change of payment detail or containing unexpected attachments, you should telephone the school on the usual number, not one contained within the email. This is going on and on and on. But anyway, everything to do with Google is absolutely, you could say, just simply criminal. Various lawsuits, James Danmore, filed class action suit against Google for discrimination against conservative white males. I don't know what to do about that. Okay. If our system is holding up today, we're having troubles with our transmission. We have a caller, Jenna in Washington. Okay. Hello, Jenna.
Hi, PJ. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello there. Good. How's life up there? Good.
Life is good up here. It warmed up some. I was calling in, well, firstly, because you were going in and out. I couldn't hear so well, so I thought maybe a call in would, make better sound. We'll see.
No, your line is fairly good. What just to remind me, because this is the people I'm doing a test run for, company I test the test run, what kind of a phone are you on, a landline, a mobile, or a Skype? Which one are you on?
I'm on a landline. I'm so
very
low
good.
Tech.
Just to know, because your line is clear today.
Oh, good.
If this gets any worse, Ken is going to have to do play a repeat on the second and third hour. That's no fun doing this, I don't think. But anyway, what kind of news have you got for us today? Tell us.
Well, I went to the fire station for, like, just a monthly open-to-the-public commissioner's meeting. And, you know, the public is always invited to come and sit with the fire chief and all the commissioners, put in their 2 cents, listen to what's going on. And I was motivated because one of my neighbors is one of the commissioners that's going to be on for another 2 years, that we've been talking to him about making biochar and how maybe the firehouse would have a demonstration to encourage people in, because we're semi-rural. But we're only about 10 miles out of Olympia. So the acreage is a little bigger. People have more brush. People typically burn their brush. And just because of the fires in California, I wanted to bridge the subject of let's think outside the box. Maybe on the firehouse sign board, you guys could post information on fire tip prevention. Remove brush, dead material around your house, and make biochar. So I went there to propose this in the comment section, and it wasn't like a Delphi thing. They give you the microphone to say everything you want. All of them were raising their pens, taking notes while I'm throwing these concepts out that, you know, not everybody has mostly...
Biochar, biochar is made indoor or outdoor?
Outdoors. Because it is illegal to burn.
Say that again.
It's illegal.
Indoor
to,
or outdoor?
It's outdoor.
Okay, I mean, so there's a fire risk. Yeah.
Well, yep. But there's also a fire risk with burning brush. And there's also, you have to get a permit. And also ORCA, which is a very communitarian organization, Olympic Regional Clean Air Agency, which the fire department has to check in with them to do any sort of burning or a demonstration burn, because we applied for a permit to put on a demonstration at the Evergreen State College, and ORCA said we can't approve of this, even though they had never even heard of biochar or understood the steps, because basically it's a brush fire, but you extinguish it before it turns to ash. So it's just some tips and then a direction to this is how you can make use of a local resource.
Yeah, hang on there. We go to this short break and I'll meet you at the other side of the break, okay?
Very good.
We'll be right back. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Talking to Jen in Washington about biochar and the fire officer up there, but so where do you think you stand with the fire officer on this proposal to make biochar now? Where do you think you stand?
Well, I think that I need to put together a clear picture of what it would look like if we were to propose a demonstration, you know, beginning, end, middle, everything, bring our trough there, have the brush, have the fire department will be right there to put out the fire, but pushing through not in corporate.
Are you connected with any other group in America making biochar? That's important, so if they can reference to that.
Well, I mean, we have a email group swapping stories, and I do have a connection with a soil consultant who has been. You know, he's been enabling us.
The reason I'm raising that is whereby they went through the same process. You can talk to them, and if it was successful, they in turn could talk to your fire officer. That would be reassuring for the project.
Right. The dramatic action is that the fire department, as well as the Clean Air Agency, are so communitarian that they're not. I'm just going through the motions of what it would be like to see a person, introduce myself, have this idea, but who has the power to actually let something happen, like the Clean Air Agency that we got on the phone with, we had to talk to four different people because they kept passing the phone. Nobody even knew where our neighborhood was in the office. So they're outside people. They moved to Olympia. They set up this organization to limit all possibilities for someone to move through, going beyond just burning some brush, which, you know, well,
what's the name of that organization? You say this new organization.
Olympic Regional Clean Air Agency, and they've been around a long time.
How do you spell that?
It's a acronym O-R-C-A-A, and it's...
Yeah, okay.
And it stands for Olympic. So it's this is a good example of a communitarian agency that all of the fire departments have to check. You know, it's like they have a direct
layer upon layer bureaucracy. Again, it's agenda 21. That's simply that. I'm not trying to talk across you. It's just layer upon layer.
Their version of
sustainability. Shut you down.
In the urban growth area, see, we think that we're kind of rural out here, but the urban growth area boundaries are already changing because they're like, there's no burning if you're in an urban growth area. And it's like, well, what's that new term? That means no one can have, like, a bonfire if you're in an urban... And it's like, this is such a podunk little town. It's not like
Are you saying you're in a smokeless zone in a forest area? That shut you down completely?
Right now, we're not. But I guess the limits are changing.
Thank you for that. Hang on there. Let Ken talk to you. I want to talk to Ken during the break because our transmission is not good. But no, thank you for that. We'll pick this up again. I may talk to you after the break. Hang on there. I just want to ask Ken what we're going to do about this transmission during the break.
This is trouble.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.